Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you. Most religious people and many non-religious people will readily agree that murder is wrong. They may even think the murderer should be executed for his heinous deed. But they may not see too much wrong with hating, using derogatory names, and mistreating a brother. Jesus sets forth some very strong principles regulating our conduct toward our brothers and sisters. You have heard that it was said by them of old time, "You shall not kill." And whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, "Raca," shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, "You fool," shall be in danger of hell fire. Matthew 5:21-22. We readily understand the Lord's prohibition against murder. But is he not being too harsh in what he says about being angry with a brother, about saying to his brother, "Raca," and about calling a brother a fool? Surely these are offensive activities, but are they that serious? Have not all of us violated these restrictions, either knowingly or unknowingly? There is one truth upon which we probably can agree. The Lord expects us to love our fellow men, not just our brothers and sisters in Christ, and to refrain from speaking harshly and hatefully to them. Jesus forbade our being angry with a brother without cause. Is it all right to be angry if we have a good cause? I do not believe the Bible forbids all anger. Anger against a brother's evil behavior could lead us to help him overcome his conduct. We might become angry when a brother discriminated against another because of race or color or national origin. Our anger might be a blessing if we direct it in the proper way. But even then, we must be exceedingly careful that our anger does not lead us into sin. Paul instructed the Ephesians, "Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath." Ephesians 4:26. Anger can so easily get out of control. We have to be careful even when we seem to be justified in being angry. We must remember that we shall stand before God in the judgment. Calling a brother "Raca" will put us in danger before the council. Incidentally, the word "brother" in these two expressions probably is much broader than a family member or even a brother in Christ. We must not call anyone "Raca." The word "Raca" appears to be a word of Aramaic origin. It probably means about the same as the word "fool." It means empty and was used as an insult to one's fellow man. I am aware of the moral turpitude of millions of people. They are the enemies of God and of man, but they are still our fellow men and as such deserve some respect. Using words of contempt like "Raca" is inappropriate and unchristian, and puts one in danger of the council, probably the legal authorities of Christ's day and of ours. The word "fool" is used several times in the Bible. The word can mean either evil, boaster, empty person, or thick-headed. God himself used the word of those who rejected his existence or his will. The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." Psalm 14:1. The word "fool" in our text comes from the Greek moros, from which we get our word moron. Although many men and women in our world act very foolishly, we must be careful about the titles we assign to them. When we speak disparagingly of others, we are in danger of hellfire. Is that serious? Let us work at developing the right attitude toward all men, including those who have very little respect for us or for others. The Apostle Peter exhorted, "Love all men." 1 Peter 2:17. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.